This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Zvachim, tape number 3.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Harav Chaim Elazar ben Harav Shmuel Halevi Heber, Zichrono Levracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're holding a Masechta Zvachim in the middle of Perek Kodshei Kodshim at the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis. And the Mishnah asks, how is the Eilas Ha'if brought? The Mishnah answers the Kayin would go up the ramp, turn right, then do Malika, and then completely separate the head of the bird from the body. If one didn't separate the head, or by Chatas Ha'if he did separate the head, which is not supposed to do in the case of Chatas Ha'if, then the carbon is pasul. If a person had a machshava of chutz l'mkayme, it's also pasul, but there's no karis. But if he has a machshava of chutz l'zmane, which is what's referred to as pigal, then the carbon is pasul, and the person has a chiyuv karis if it is eaten later on. But if there were two kavanas, both a kavana of chutz l'zmane and a kavana of chutz l'mkayme, then he's not chayiv karis, since you can't be mitzarif the two. Rabbi Yehuda says, tvais lashon rishon. If pigal was the first machshava, then the person could be chayiv karis. But if chutz l'mkayme was the first machshava, then since that was first, tfeis lashon rishon, then he's pater from karis. Daf samachei, the Gemara. Even though the pasuk says, v'hikriv min ha-tayrim, which is plural, tayrim is plural, it's still okay to bring only one bird for the eilas ha'if. And although shchita of a behema can be done by anyone, even a zar, someone who is not a kain, malika by an eif can only be done by a kain. Malika of the eif takes the place of the shchita by a behema. The Gemara says, whenever the Torah uses a lashon of v'shisa, which is a lashon of breaking, it's telling us that the item must be broken with a hand and not with a keli. So, for example, by eilas ha'if, where v'shisa, the lashon is used, it has to be done by hand, and this is what malika is all about. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon argues on the Mishnah and holds that if by a chatas ha'if you do take the entire head off, then it's still kosher. The Mishnah had said it's pasul. This machlokes is based on the din of shehiya. We know that in general, if when a sheichet shechts an animal, if he stops in the middle of the shechita, this is called shehiya, and it passels the shechita. By a behema, you need to cut both simanim of the animal, the food pipe and the windpipe. But by an oif, you just need to cut one. So technically, by an oif, once you cut one of the pipes, if you do shehiya by number two, it doesn't really matter, because the second one wasn't a chiv. But by an oilas ha'if, since you must cut through both simanim, if shehiya occurs in the middle of the second siman, it's a machlaikis if it passels, since the reason for siman number two isn't due to shechita, but due to a special din of karban. This is the basis of the machlaikis tanaim. If one takes the entire head off by chatas ha'if, if it's kasher or pasul. Because again, the only chiyuv to take the entire head off is by oilas ha'if, not by chatas ha'if. Others hold this machlaikis is totally in other things. If someone digs a pit and doesn't cover it, and someone falls in and hurts himself, the owner of the pit is chayev to pay for damages. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak Zayin, Chatas Ha'if. And the Mishnah says, a Chatas Ha'if, which was done on the lower part of the Mizbech, meaning under the Chut HaSikra, and it was done, of course, Lishma, because it was done in the proper place, it's kosher. If everything was done correctly, but something was done shaloi lishma as part of the carbon, then the carbon is pasul. Also, if the carbon was done on the upper part of the mizbech, above the chut hasikra, then it's also pasul. Taisus brings Shmuel, who says that although the carbon is pasul, if the blood is applied to the wrong part of the mizbech, it means it's only pasul as far as eating the meat is concerned. But the carbon still provides a kapara. So as long as the blood was applied somewhere on the mizbech. And the Gemara says, regarding the Chatas Ha'if, the Mishnah may not go like Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon. Even though in our Mishnah, the Gemara says some of these cases are pasul, they do not have a din of nevela. The next Mishnah. All the cases of the previous Mishnah are all subject to the halachas of Me'ila, and one can be ma'il behektish. But an oif, which wasn't done properly, cannot be metama bebeis habliya, meaning that it's not called a nevela, so a person doesn't become tame if he swallows it. According to Yeshua, if an oila is given the shame chatas, it can't cause a person to be mayel behektish. Daf samach zayin, the Gemara. By chatas ha'if, if malika was done anywhere on the mizbech, it's kosher. But the sprinkling must be done lamata. But by oilas ha'if, all things must be done lamayla. The Gemara says if two women gave birth, let's use Rachel and Leah, and each therefore must bring a chatas and an oila. Rachel already brought her oila, and therefore needs a chatas. Leah already brought her chatas, therefore needs an oila. Together they came and designated a chatas for Rachel, which should be lamata, and for Leah an oila, which should be done lamaila. But the kayin brought both lamaila. So the oila one is kosher, but the other one is pasal. If both were done lamata on the lower part of the mizbeach, then the chatas is kosher, but the other one is pasal. If he did one above and one below, both are pasal, since you say that each one was probably done in the wrong place. If a woman swears that if she has a baby, she'll bring a kina of birds, if she has a zachar, she must bring two sets of kinim, one chatas and oila for the standard chiyav of yaledas, and one set of oilas to cover her neder. Daf samaches. When this woman brings her chiyuve yaledas, she must also bring her chiyuve neder. If a woman doesn't remember which type of bird she specified in the neder, or the kayin didn't know what he did, she must redo with four birds to cover all potential possibilities. The Mishnah. If someone who is pasul does malika, then the karban is pasul. Also, if malika was done with the left hand, if it was done at night, if it was done via shchita versus with the thumb, which is how malika is supposed to be done, or it was done outside of the azara, there is no din of tumas beis habliya. A bird carbon can only be used if it is an adult. If it's too young or too old, or if it has a mum, then it's metama bebeis habliya, and it becomes a nevela. The Gemara. If a carbon is taken out of the azara, it becomes pasal. But if ola, im ola lo yered, meaning that if it was put on the mizbeach anyways, bidiyavid, we do not take it off. Whether malikas hazar creates a nevela is really a machlokes. Finally, the rule is that if the psul occurs after the carbon is brought to the azara, it does not become a nevela. Daf samachtas. Rabbi Yochanan says if a zar or a pasul does malika, or pigal, noiser, or tame occurs, these do not cause nevela. Although they cause a psul, they do not cause nevela. The halach of v'im ola lo yered is learned from the fact that a bama is yaitse from the azara. We say that it's pasul, but if ola lo yered. The next Mishnah. If malika is done, and we then discover that the bird is a trefa, Rameir says there is no din of tumas nevela. Rabbi Yehuda says there is a din of tumas nevela. We should point out that by chulin, if an animal is a trefa, everyone agrees that the animal is not a nevela. The Gemara. Miriam was stricken with leprosy for saying Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, and she was stricken for a period of 7 days. The extra word trefa in the pasuk by Behema teaches us that chelav of a Behema Tmea is mitame. Dafayin. Trefa is different than tmea, in that a trefa has a shas hakosher. It was once kosher, and eventually it became trefa, masheinkein by a tmea. If someone eats the chelev of a nevela or a trefa, in addition to the isra of chelev, there is also a second isra of nevela or trefa. The isra of tumas nevela only applies if one eats at least a shear of kezias, and it also must be eaten within the time of kedei achilas pras. The Gemara says in order to be metahir a trefa from tumas nevela, it must be a tamim, meaning that it's roi from malika, and roi to be a karban kasher. But if it's a balmum, you can't be metaharit from tumas nevela. Rebbe Loza says, even by a balmum, you can be metaharit. Finally, if a dead body is found in the countryside, the city closest to it must go through the procedure of egla arufa by taking a calf and axing the back of the neck of the calf. When this is done, it can be metahir the animal from tumas nevela. This marks the end of this parak. Dafayin Aleph, Perek Ches, Kol HaZvachim. And the Mishnah says, if an animal destined to be a karban got mixed up with other animals, for example, it got mixed up with a Shar HaNiskal, this is an animal which gored 3 times, and therefore is Asur Bahana, or it got mixed up with a Chatas HaMesis, the owner died before the karban was brought, so therefore it becomes Asur LaHedyot, even if one Shar HaNiskal got mixed up with 10,000 Behemis Ksheris, all become Asur. I.e., we say that none of them are Batal, there is no Bittal, since the items are balei chayim, and things that are alive cannot become batal. If, however, the behemoth ksheris got mixed up with an animal that wasn't aser bahana, it was just pasul karban, for example, an animal that was used for an avera, or it was klayim, or yaitze daifen, these are things that are pasul karban, but are mutar bahana. So in these cases we say, yiru ad sheyistavu, we let all the animals graze till they get a mum, we redeem them, and then the animals can be used for karbanas. Then the Mishnah says, if zvachim, which are ksherim, got mixed up with regular animals that don't have a mum, so you should sell the chulin animals for the purpose of karbanis. If kachim got mixed up with kachim, for example, two shlamim, which have different owners, so we say it's min b'minay, these are the exact same two animals, and we make a tanai. If the animal, if this animal was for Reuven, it should bring up a kapara for Reuven. If this animal was for Shimon, it should bring a kapara for Shimon. If two different types of animals got mixed up, is what we call min b'she'ena minay, for example, an oila and a shlamim, then we say yiru ad she'yistavu. The Gemara. By Yisurei Hana, an item is not batal b'raiv. In fact, Yayin Nesach and Avodah Zarah are not batal afilu b'elaf. Dafayin Beis. Oshar is chashiv, is prominent. And since it's chashiv, maybe it would be easy to say that it isn't batal b'raiv. This is totally in the machlaikis. If you hold that if something some people count individually, or something all people count individually, is called something chashiv. This is called shadarka limanais, is the term that's used. The Gemara says if someone had a bundle of beans, which were klai hakerem, a mixture of beans and grapes, then it must be burnt. If these beans got mixed up in beans of heter, according to a mayor, it isn't batal, and all must be burnt. According to the chachamim, it can be batal b'masayim, batal as long as there's 200 against this one. Rameir holds, since people hold that it's chashiv, it isn't batal. But according to the chachamim, only six things which are very chashiv do we say that they aren't batal. Walnuts, pomegranates, barrels of wine, leaves of beet, heads of cabbage, and Greek vegetables. Rabbi Akiva adds homemade loaves of abalabais. Tafayin Gimel. Rav Papa said, anything which some people count individually, regarding Yisurei Drabanan, it's chashiv enough to say that it isn't batal. Kol shekein, by an Yisur Daraisa, it isn't batal. Peris of chulin, at the bottom of a keli, cannot be used to help be mavatal truma at the top of a keli, since the bottom is separated from the top. Rameir disagrees, and says you can be mitzarif the bottom with the top. A balchai, which is a living animal, is considered chashav, and therefore it cannot become batal. And the Gemara asks, why don't we take one animal at a time to be makrav, and say, kol deparish meruba parish? Really, when you took the animal away, you're taking it from a rive which is mutter. Therefore, the one we took came from the rive of heter animals, we separated it, and therefore it should be mutter. The Gemara answers no, because we have a different rule. We can't do this since the animals are standing, and we have a rule that says, kol kivua kemechtza al mechtza dami. Even if you have something, nine of which are kosher, and one of which is not kosher, so technically rive should say that it's kosher, but if everything is kavua, if everything is standing, we say that it's considered like 50-50, and once it's 50-50, then the 50%, so to say, which is usser, now takes away the rive of what's mutter. The classical cases that we have of kol kavua kemechtza al mechtza dami, kol deparish meruba parish, is, for example, if a person finds a piece of meat in the street. Let's say a town has 10 meat stores. 9 of the stores are kosher, and 1 of the stores is treif. If a person finds a piece of meat in the street, and he doesn't know if the meat came from one of the 9 kosher stores, or the 1 treif store, you could say, kol deparish meruba parish, since the piece of meat was separated from the stores. We say we have 9 kosher stores, 1 treif stores, and therefore, kol deparish meruba parish. It came from the reiv, and since reiv, 9 of the 10 stores are kosher, the meat must be kosher. On the other hand, if you have a similar kind of a case, but it's a case where you bought meat from a store, but you couldn't remember which store you bought from. And again, the city has 9 kosher meat stores, but 1 treif meat store. Since you bought, the meat stores are standing, and the meat stores are in one place, or a different place, but they're kavua, therefore you say, even though there's 9 kosher stores and 1 treif stores, we say kol kavua kemechza al mechzadam. It becomes like 5 kosher stores and 5 treif stores, so you have no rive of kosher stores. Therefore, the meat would be treif. So that's the difference between called a parish, meruba parish, where if you have a rive, you say it's kosher, and called kavua, where you say even though you have a rive, it would be treif. So the Gemara asks, why don't we get the animals to run, and they won't be kavua. If the animals start running, so you don't have kavias anymore, because they're running. The Gemara answers, it could be that if we, for example, take 10 animals which are a rive, and then 10 kohanim come to do the avodah at the same time, one avodah will be done with a pasul animal. The fine dollar. Hanan HaMitzri said on Yom Kippur, if we shechted the soil Hashem, we're makabel the dam, and then the animal died, we say the dam in the kais is nidcha, and it cannot be used. The Gemara says if a ring of Avodah Zarah, which is Osir Bahanah, got mixed up with 100 regular rings, they all become Osir, we're machmer. But then if one ring falls into the Yam HaMelech, we say that they're all mutter, since we can say that probably the Osir one fell in. since really it should have been batel b'raiv. We're just machmer. But in case where one of them goes away and falls down the melech, then we do not have to be machmer. By a question of avodah zarah, if we have a suffik, the item is aser. But if we have a svek sveka, a double suffik, then it's mutter. Since by all yisurim, if we have a double suffik, we can be mekel. Shmuel, however, holds that by avodah zarah, we must be machmer even by a svek sveka. If something is now aser, but will eventually become mutter, we have to be more machmer. This is what we call a dover sheyesh le'matirin. Now it's aser, but eventually it's going to be mutter. So since it will eventually become mutter, why should you eat it now? When you have a suffik now, why should you eat it now? Simply wait until it becomes fully mutter later. Acha telchena be'iser, telchena be'heter. What do you have to eat it now? Eat it later. The classical case of dover sheyesh le'matirin is a be'esh and elda be'yantiv. Right now we have a suffik. When was it nailed? We don't know when it came. Was it on yantiv? Was it on yantiv? What do you have to put yourself into the question? Just wait simply till after yantiv, then you can eat it. Acha telchena be'iser, telchena be'heter. The Gemara says if we have two animals with pierced marks, one came from wolves, so probably it's a trefa, the other came from thorns, and we don't know which one came from the wolves, so we say they both become usser. However, if the animals got mixed up with a suffix trefa, i.e. it fell from a roof, so you must wait 24 hours to see if it survives. If it survives, we do shchita, and then we look for internal damage. But if it stands up and walks by itself, mistama, it must not be a trefa. The Rama in Yeridea, Simen Nun Ches Sif Dalet, says that, and agrees with this, that if an animal walks around after its fall, then we don't have to suspect it of being a trefa. But he says that this is only true if it walks as well as it did before the fall. Therefore, if originally the animal walked very quickly, and after it falls it slows down and walks just like an ordinary animal, we suspect that it might be a trefa anyway, since it's walking more sluggishly than it used to walk before it fell. Tafayin Heg. If Karbani Yochid and Karbani Tzibur got mixed up, as long as there were at least four matanes of dam, with one from each, we can be mekel, since you definitely did the minimum needed b'di'evid for each. But Rebbe says, to be mekel, you need at least one full shear for each matana. According to Veshame, a bechor, even bizman hazeh, even if it has a mum, it still retains some kedusha, and therefore a nida or a balkeri should not eat from it, or from a tmura of it. Finally, a carbon pesach must be an animal that is no older than 1 year, and that asham cannot be older than 2 years. The Mishnah. If an asham gets mixed up with shlomim, we're machmer like an asham, so that all shchita must be b'tzafan, must be in the north, the meat can only be eaten in the azara, and the meat can only be eaten for 1 day and 1 night. The Gemara. If you use money to buy produce of shvius, you cannot then buy produce of truma, since then you're minimizing the time allowed to eat the truma. Ein mevi'im kachim lebeis hapsul, because now there's less time that you're allowed to eat it. But according to Reb Shimon, this halacha does not apply. Tafayin vav. The halacha is that you're not allowed to ruin produce of shvius. If there is a suffik mitzera, on day 8, we bring the animal, we bring the normal karban asham, and the like hashemen, and he makes a tanai. If this is for mitzera, this fulfills the chiyuv. Then if no, it's like a voluntary shlamim. But it must be done with all the chumras of asham, and all the chumras of shlamim. This includes eating it only 1 day and 1 night, which is the chumra like an asham, which proves that he isn't machmir on the halacha of ein mevi'in kachim lebeis hapsul. That's what we see from this halacha that's brought. Since he cut out some of the eating time, because normally it would be mutter to eat longer, but now he can only eat it for 1 day and 1 night, we see from here that we are not machmir, according to this halacha, with the halacha of ein mevi'in kachim lebeis hapsul. Dafayin Zayin, the Mishnah. If the limbs of a karban chatas got mixed up with the limbs of a karban oila, Rabbi Eliezer says, you put all the limbs on top of the mizbech to be burned, just like an oila. Aye, but it's usher to be makdir, the meat of a chatas. How can you do that? Mishnah says, we pretend that this meat is wood. The Chachamim say, you can't do this, so you wait until the time of the eating passes, it becomes nicer, and then we take it out to be burnt. And the Gemara says, it's usher to be makriv, shirayim, on the mizbech, if it's done, l'shem, avoida. The next Mishnah. If we have limbs from oilos kosher, which got mixed up with limbs from oilos balimumin, Rabbi Eliezer says, if only one head came from a balmum, and we were b'di'evid makriv one head, we can assume the offered head came from the balmum, so the other heads are now mutter for hakrava. The next Mishnah. If a kayin was makabel the dam from a carbon, and when he's ready to do the zrika, it got mixed up with water, if the shade of the red is blood red, then it's kosher for zrika. But if it got mixed up with red wine, we pretend that it's water and say, If that amount of water that fell into the blood would cause the dam to look blood red, then it's pasul lizrika. Otherwise, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, if dam chulin falls into dam mizbeach, even if only one drop exists of dam mizbeach, it's kosher, since we say it's min b'minay, and it isn't batal in the dam chulin. If, however, the dam mizbeach fell into dam pasul, so all the dam must be spilled out, even if rive of the dam is kosher. Tafayin ches the Gemara. When it comes to the halacha of kisoy hadam, even if it falls into water, there is no chiyuv of kisoy since ein dichoy b'mitzvahs. If a kezayis each of pigol, noiser, and tameh were mixed up, and someone ate some of it, the eater is not chayav malchus, since hasra is hard, because while he's eating it, it's all mixed up. From here, this halacha, we learn three things. Number one, just like heter can be mevatel an iser, so too iser can be mevatel another iser. Number two, if an iser makes a rive of heter into something osir, because it gives it a flavor, this isn't a din midaraisa. That's why there's no malchus here. And number three, a suffix hasra is not considered a hasra. The Gemara says on Pesach, a person cannot be yoitze as chiyav of matzah with rice matzah, because rice is not a dover which is possible to become chametz. As we know from the Mishnah in Pesachim, that the only things that a person can be yoitze is mitzvah masa, matzah is rak dover habal ide chimetz. But if something cannot become chametz, then it cannot be used for matzah. Finally, if a keli of tamei water gets put into a mikveh, as soon as the water of the mikveh touches this tamei water, it becomes kosher because of the din of hashaka, which is a special halacha we know by a mikveh. If you look at many mikveis around the world, many mikveis have two bairis. One bor, one pit, has the water which came from rainwater, and the other bor is basically water which was still, mayim she'uvim, or water which came from the regular tap. How does, and very often you, a person, or the woman who goes into the mikveh, walks into the regular water, which is the tap water. And how is it possible she goes into the tap water if that's not regular mikveh water? The answer is we use this halacha of hashaka. Once this water, which is the regular water, touches or kisses, so to say, the water which is the regular mikveh water and the bor next to it, or the bor on top of it or below it, whatever it is, this hashaka causes all that water in the second bor to become kosher mikveh water. This is the klal with many mikveis today. Tafayin tes. Rabbi Gamliel says, min b'minay is not batal. So if dam mizbeach falls into regular dam, it is not batal. Midaraisa, a keli can only become tameh through an av hatuma. But midarabanan, if mashkin tameim touches a keli, it also becomes tameh. According to Rabbi Elazar, just like one mitzvah cannot be mevatel a different one, so too one iser cannot be mevatel a different one. In fact, on the night of Pesach, Hillel HaZaken would wrap the Pesach, matzah, and maror, and eat it together like a sandwich. This is what we have today in the Haggadah, karech, since the pasuk says, al matzas umererim yochluhu. You eat the carbon with these two together, and we don't say the tam of the maror is mevatel the tam of the matzah, since ein mitzvahs mevatlas zu azu. We know that there in Maror Pesachim we have a machlekes between the Chachamim and Hillel HaZaken. The Chachamim held you can't eat them together because one taste is mevatel the other. Hillel said you do eat them together. So in fact, we do both today. We're by the Seder, the Pesach Seder, we actually first eat matzah, then we eat maror, and then we eat them together, al matzah sumerim yochlu, zecher lemigdash kehillel. Finally, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if dam mizbeach isn't batal, we aren't machmer, since we would be mafsid kachim. But Rav Papa says we do make a gzera, since there may be more dam tamtzis than dam hanefesh. The Mishnah. If in one cup we have blood which is roi lizrika, and dam which is from a carbon mum got mixed with it, then it all must be spilled out. But if we have several cups, some kosher and one pasul, and they got mixed up, Rabbi Eliezer says if the kayin took one and used it, you can use the others for the mizbeach. The chachamim, however, are machmir. The Mishnah says if dam bechor got mixed with dam meiser behema, you can be yaitze both with one matana, because we assume that the one matana contains blood from both. If dam oila, where you need shtayim shehen arba, got mixed with dam bechor, which only needs one matana, Rabbi Eliezer says you do shtayim shehen arba, since if you do less than this, you'll be over on leisigra, you'll be over on doing less than you were supposed to. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you do one matana, but you can't do more, since if you do more, you'll be over on Baal Taisif, on the Isra of doing more than you're supposed to do with a mitzvah. Taisus in Erevin, Daf Kuf Amar Aleph, Divrei Maschil Matan, asks, why is Rabbi Yeshua concerned with the violation of Baal Taisif? Why don't we simply say, Esse de Chaleisase, which says that when you have an esse and a leisase, the esse overrides the leisase, meaning that, let's say, the mitzvah saseh, to put the blood of the oila on all four sides of the mizbeach, overrides the mitzvah lay saseh of bal taisif. Taisif answers that the rule of esei deicha lay saseh does not apply to situations where the conflict of esei deicha lay saseh, of esei and lay saseh, resulted in human error, like we have here in the case where the two bloods were by accident mixed together. When they were mixed together by accident and a human error came in, you cannot say esei deicha lay saseh. Regarding Bal Taisif, we should mention the famous machlokes brought in our Chaim, Simen Lamed Aleph, Sif Beis, regarding whether tefillin should be worn on Chol HaMoed. The Beis Yosef says that Chol HaMoed is considered yontif, and therefore tefillin should not be worn, whereas the Ramah says one is mechuyev to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if one does wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he violates the Isser of Bal Taisif, because in effect, he's adding to the mitzvahs by wearing tefillin during a time when there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin. The Magen Avram, however, over there writes that one who wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because he wants to keep like the Ramah, doesn't have to worry about Bal Taisif, because he says that the Isra Bal Taisif does not apply to a situation where there's a question, a halachic question, as a suffix on whether one should or one shouldn't. In a case where there's a suffix like that, then there is not possible the Isra of Bal Taisif. Daf Pei, the Gemara. If in a pitcher of Mechatas some plain water, which isn't roi for Mechatas, fell into it, Rabbi Eliezer says if you want to use it to be metahir someone who is a tummy mace, you must do two hazais. According to Chachamim, this isn't enough. They hold yesh bila, meaning that the stam water, once it falls into the mechatas, permeates it completely. So every sprinkle will always have stam water in it, so you'll never have a full shear for hazah. If 2 1 matana cups of blood got mixed up, only one matana is required. Aye, if you hold ein bila, let's be chayshish, that one we sprinkled contains only one from blood, from one of them, only blood from one of them. And our answer is, since all the blood was put on the mizbeach, it had to have included some blood from both. That payoff. Rabbi Yehuda holds that shirayim tzrichim itztava, that the shirayim must go directly on the yisoid hamizbeach. By the kabbonis of Yom Kippur, it says that the Kohen Gadol takes the dam of the par and the dam of the sire together and puts them on the karnois mizbeach hazov. And even though there is more dam ha-par, it isn't mevatel the dam ha-soyer. If shirayim gets mixed up with other shirayim, then it's okay to use them together. The Mishnah. Dam from the chatas pnimi, which was supposed to be on the mizbeach hazav, which got mixed up with dam from the mizbeach ha-chitzayin, all agree that it must be poured away. Since you can't put dam ha-chitzayin onto the mizbeach hazav, or vice versa. But if b'di'evet the kohen did do zrika on both, then it's kosher. But at first he did the zrika in the heichal. Rabbi Akiva says that it's pasul, since the dam hachitzain was taken into the heichal, which is not allowed. According to the Chachamim, it's kosher. That pebeis, the Gemara. The real mitzvah is to put the more chashiva one first before the less chashiva one. If the dam of the chatas is brought into the heichal, then it becomes pasul. The Mishnah. If one chatais chitzaina blood was gathered in two kaisas, if one was taken out of the azara, therefore it's pasul, the other one remains kosher. But if one was taken into the heichal, Rebbe Saglili says, the second one remains kosher, but the Chachamim say the entire karban becomes pasul. According to Reb Shimon, in the earlier case, it only becomes pasul if it was mamish put onto the mizbeach hazav. Gemara. If meat of a karban was taken out of the azara, it becomes pasul. But if it's taken into the azara, it remains kosher. A toishav is an evet ivri who's supposed to serve until yovel, while a sachir is someone who serves for just 6 years. But both cannot eat truma. When the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah in the Heichal, no one is allowed to come into the Heichal. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the dam entered the Heichal b'shaygig, it remains kosher. Finally, by karbanos which are burnt, the person who actually burns it, his clothes become tameh. This marks the end of this parak.